This is the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup presented to you by High Five Tom and in conjunction with VFTR 2.0, all part of the amazing family of...
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
What up, High Fivers? What up, High Flyers? Once again, your boy High Five Tom is here to let everyone know about all the hot action here in the Midwest wrestling scene. First, we have a couple of amazing shows going down Friday, March 22nd, starting with Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment, who, if you're not aware, is owned and operated by one of High Five Tom's favorite, the 80s baby, TW3. This is their third show, and it's called the Red Raider Rumble, going down in Pulaski, Wisconsin. TW3 and his crew are coming back hot with a card featuring marvelous Ethan Matthews, Stacy Shadows, Mateo Valentine, Redis Atlas, Logan Lynch, XTC, and in the main event, the 80s baby himself takes on NWA champ EC3 for those 10 pounds of gold. Then, we've got Magnum Pro Wrestling with their show Weekend at Strice Volume 2 at the Relevant Center in Elkhorn, Nebraska. On the card, we've got Jackson King, Elvin Falcone, former Shining Wizard podcast guest Heidi Howardser, and Uriah Upton, one of High Five Tom's favorites, Jay Fowler, and Sierra, just to name a few. Then we have six shows going down on Saturday, March 22nd, starting with the Janesville Wrestling Alliance, back at the Rock County Fairgrounds in Janesville, Wisconsin, with a card featuring Joey Avalon, Axel Rico, Drake Daniels, Sierra, and so many more. And personal friends of High Five Tom, Matt and Adam from the Dork Side of the Ring podcast will be on the call. 01 Wrestling is back at the Burgess Osborne Auditorium in Mattoon, Illinois with their show Prelude to War Games. On the card, they've got Mad Dog Conley, High Five Tom, and band from ringside favorite Jake Glanders, Anakin Murphy, and personal friend, my boy, the Outlaw Zach Hendricks. Iron Spirit Wrestling is back with another big show in Normal, Illinois. Tune into their socials for details. All Out Pro Wrestling is running their March Madness show at the Chi High High School in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. On the card, High Five Tom favorites Jason Rage, and also quote unquote, he is definitely number two, Mr. Onyx Andretti, and the 80s baby himself, TW3. Minnesota Independent Wrestling is running their show Fight Night at the American Legion Post in Chehalis, Minnesota. Pro Wrestling Battlegrounds back strong with a host of former Midwestern Wrestling Roundups and hopefully future guests with Josiah Visana and Hua Ming, known together as TAU, but both will be in singles competition. Also, Kyle Pro will be on the show, former Shining Wizards guest Darren Corbin and frontman Jossie, Eric Cannon, Hart Bauer, and the champion, last month's guest, the revolutionary Bill Williams, will also be in action. Then, Sunday is two action-packed shows, and if I could be at both, I would, but alas, I'm currently only able to be at one place at a time. But we have personal friend of the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup, Mr. Joey O'Farrell, back to one of my favorite venues, the Grandel, with Grandel Wrestling. And this will be a Sunday matinee with a card featuring August Matthews and Davey Bang. We've also got the Spitfire and current AAW champion Davey Vega on the card. We've got Shaza McKenzie. Also, Dak Draper will be taking on the PWE champion, the Jet Benjamin Trust. Also, we've got backstage interviews from correspondent Liv Maddox. And also, two of High Five Tom's favorite, Amina Belmont versus Tootie Lynn. We've also got, and this is one match that will be, I can guarantee you, match of the night. I can guarantee you it'll be match of the week. I can guarantee you it'll be match of the month. And I can almost goddamn guarantee you it's going to be match of the year all across wrestling when the Stiff Robo Ginger, Gary J, takes on Speedball Mike Bailey. Also on the card, we have Warhorse Jake Parnell, we've got Jake Something, and the Quad Father himself, the resident of Grandel Wrestling, Camaro Jackson. So, make sure you are following all the Grandel Wrestling on the socials. If you are in the St. Louis area, I highly, highly recommend you go see it. But last, but not never least, we also got ICW Milwaukee, which is back at DeBar in West Allica, Wisconsin, with their show Insanity Crusade, Let There Be Violence, with another stack card as we make our way to the Insane Eight. And yep, here is what Jerry and I had to say about it, so stay tuned to this great conversation I had with the legendary ref Jerry.
One. All right, what up, High Fivers? What up, High Flyers? And like I just mentioned, I've got my very good friend here, my one of my favorite monthly guests, the legendary ref Jerry. Jerry, how the fuck are you tonight, my friend?
Oh, we're doing fan-fucking-tastic.
Sweet.
Another day in paradise.
Yes, and we were talking a little off-season fantasy football here, at least Jerry was in pre-production. So, but we'll keep this to strictly wrestling for now. So, but you never know. See what happens. But it looks like
you never know.
Yeah, I mean, it's the reason for the season. ICW Milwaukee is back with the Insanity Crusade Sunday matinee, old school style. Obviously, Kurt had to do a little revamping because it's originally supposed to be Friday, but with SmackDown being in Milwaukee. Going down, Sunday, March 24th, back at the bar. Jerry, what do you got for us this month?
So we're going to start off with one of the new people everyone hates. Ford Feldman is taking on one of everyone's favorites, Zach Hendricks.
Yeah, Zach's probably real a little bit after all the bullshit, you know, going on with Jade in the past couple months, but him and Feldman had a little interaction back over at the No Rope or No Ring Problem. So this should be interesting. You know, we definitely know who's not going to be cheered.
I agree with there. I think this one's going to come down to is who all comes out with Feldman to help him. I think I would give the deuce on this one to Zach. I think he will take it unless you get that outside interference. Once you start getting the numbers game, you know, it's really hard to overcome. So with Feldman hanging out with the STD stable, I mean, you may have Bobby down there. You probably can have Val. You could have Ethan. Who knows who's going to come down and be part of it and what kind of hijinks and shenanigans are going to happen. So I'm going to give this one to Zach and we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Zach obviously, you know, is known for being with Doc for so long. And real quick shout out to Doc. Just had surgery last week or 2 weeks ago. So it sounds like recovery is going pretty well. But, you know, it's kind of a lone wolf here. But like Jerry said, with the numbers game, I think that's the only way Feldman's got a chance. I mean, Zach is one of the longest reigning tag team champions. He's a former ICW world champion. And all those things for a reason. So. Yeah, if he can keep it fair, Feldman ain't got a chance, but I don't think it's going to happen, so.
Then we're going to switch to tag team mode. We have Jack Sirius teaming up with Mo Foley against Team Tao.
Interesting matchup. I like this. So, obviously, Team Tao, unfortunately, former ICW Milwaukee tag team champions. And Mo Foley, I mean, a former ICW tag team champion himself. Teaming up with the younger Jack Sirius. So this is a lot of youth in this ring mixed in with Mo Foley. So
that there is. With this one, I think I had to give the thing to get the deuce to Team Tao. Thing is, this would have been Pit Stain and Mo Foley, different story. But you have Mo with new guy, you know, a young rookie here. You're not going to have that experience to kind of go over things. So I think what's going to happen is there's not going to be that coordination between them, though, that gelling and vibing.
Yeah, Josiah and Waugh have a great, obviously great chemistry. One of my favorite young tag teams coming up in the ICW here in Lisa. Yeah, Mo's got the Wiley veteran, and Jack is in ring well beyond his years, but, you know, those years are very limited. So I'm with Jerry. I definitely got Team Tao on this one, so.
Then we're going to switch back to a singles match. We have Ethan Matthews versus CJ Cole.
Wow. Talk about pure athleticism in one match between these two. I think we are definitely looking at a match of the year contender here. You know, once again, like we mentioned with Zach and like we mentioned with Ford earlier, you know, Ethan's got the STD stable. CJ is kind of a lone wolf at this point, you know, after breaking away from the Drake dynasty. So this is going to be a tough one to call, you know, even if it's fair square, you know, Ethan with the numbers game might work, but I mean, CJ is not one of the best up and comers in the Midwest for nothing now. So
this is one I think I'm going to give just gut feeling. I'm going to give the deuce to Ethan. I think he'll have this one. You know, I got no rhyme or reason for it. It's just one of those ones. I have a gut feeling that it's going to be Ethan Matthews' night.
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely a match of the year contender if they let these two cook. But that's a big, humongous if, and we'll see what happens. But
I'm going to switch to a title match. We have, for the Midwest title, we have the champion Tyler Sullivan against one of your favorites, Armando Alvarez.
Future guest of this show, by the way. And I do want to mention Ethan and CJ are both former guests of this show. But yeah, this is going to be interesting.
This one, I think Armando is going to showboat a little too much. And when it comes down to it with Sullivan, is you just have to stay on the throttle. And yeah. I think there's just going to be too much showboating, and I think it's going to bite him in the ass. This one, I'm going to give the deuce to Tyler. I see Armando getting up and then showboating, and then that'll piss off Tyler even more. And then he's just going to get violent and try to kill him.
Yeah. I mean, he is the son of a thousand maniacs. You know, that's not just a gimmick. I mean, Tyler is, I mean, for all intents and purposes, an ICW legend, and he's not Midwest champ by accident. You know, he's earned that, and he's going to, you know, now he's got it. So, I mean, Armando's going to have his hands full. But, yeah, I think the wily veteran here pulls it off. So
then we got our six-man tag match. We have the Great Outdoors teaming with Chucky against Deadpool and the Spectre, Jaden Mercer.
Nice. Jerry, I got a prediction for this match, and it's I don't think there's going to be a lot of wrestling. This is just going to be a straight up fucking fight.
That I'm thinking, it's going to be pretty violent. This one, I'm going to give the deuce to Deadpool with Jaden. You know, they have better. I think there's going to be a better cohesion there. Obviously, the fans are going to be all behind Great Outdoors, but I just don't think there's going to be that much cohesion between the two of them. I think that's going to be one of the between that group there. I think. It's just going to be an issue with it. Is that you're having, you're putting people together that, you know, all of a sudden together and just, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. And keep in mind, listen, Chucky's got that title shot, coming up next month. And obviously as Jaden's not putting up the title in this match. So, I mean, it's gonna be him and Jaden next month. So, definitely going to be a preview of what's to come, but, you know, I mean, you got two monsters like Gunnar Wicks and Sean Priest on one team. It's tough to overcome. I mean, those guys are just fucking beasts. So I got to agree with you there, Jerry. As much as I love Chucky, you know, and I'm a big fan of the Great Outdoors, but yeah, I got to go with Jaden and Deadpool here. So
then we're going to go to for the tag titles. Unfortunately, Yanni is out. He had a fracture on his femur at the POW show in March. So he is out. So Dysfunction is actually going to be tagging with his opponent for 420 Classic, his son Luke, against Marjax. So this will be pretty interesting. I don't know how well it's going to work for Dysfunction. He's teaming with his opponent, which is his son's. And at the same point, you have someone that's green against two extremely, extremely talented veterans in Marjax.
Yeah.
Then the question is, the Dukes will be there. I mean, this is one of those ones. I think the inexperience of Luke is going to come into play, and I just see Marjax taking this one. I think this is one of those ones where Luke gets in the ring. You know, I just think between the shenanigans of Marjax and their experience, they're going to find a way to isolate him. And they'll get the deuce over him.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, and I mean, like you mentioned, they are opponents next month. I mean, there's a little bit of, there's blood is thicker than water, or so they say, but I don't know if that really counts in wrestling. But I gotta be with you. I mean, the fact of the matter is, I mean, Marvin and Jerry Jacks, they're two day one guys. Got a shit ton of experience between the two of them. So, and Diss is a bad motherfucker. I'm not just saying that because he pays our bills and whatnot. But yeah, I'm with you on this one, Jerry. I don't have a lot of disagreement with you so far.
And then we have, this could be an ICW first, I'm not sure, a tag team death match. We have Trainwrecker teaming up with Public Enemy number one against Bobby V and Dr. Redacted.
Interesting. Yeah, like you mentioned, I don't think they've how much tag work do you think's gonna be actually in this match? That's gonna be interesting.
This is one where you have, ironically, I believe three of these men have been announced for the Insane Eight already, so it's
Yeah.
going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, and one's a former Insane or Insane Eight champion, and Mr. Dillinger not yet announced, but yeah, this could be a bloodbath.
That it will be, and there's really no team cohesion on any of these. None of these guys really have, are tagging together, have been, on the same team. So this is a crapshoot. I mean, you have Bobby V and Dr. Redacted. So you have the Insane Eight champ with someone who doesn't get along with people very well against Trainwreck
And Dillinger.
and Dillinger. And I don't know. I really don't know on this one. I got no clue on how this one's gonna go.
It's tough because at one point this was Dillinger's house, and now it's pretty much Tommy's house. So I don't know if that's gonna play into factor. Bobby's obviously got the momentum on Tommy, beating him last month for that alternative championship. Dr. Redacted, the Insane Eight Championship, and it's got a couple of wins over Tommy. They've kind of traded back and forth, but I love Eric and Tommy, but I gotta give Redacted and Bobby here the edge. Hopefully they don't listen to this and I don't get jumped in the parking lot and whatnot, but just for the simple fact that momentum plays a big part here, so.
That it does. So it's all be pretty interesting. It definitely will be a good match.
Yeah, it'll be kind of a lot of fun if they actually do stick with actual tag team deathmatch wrestling.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that goes, but we'll see.
I guess we're gonna know by Sunday late afternoon. So it'll be interesting if we can keep a five count on somebody. But
Well, it's a death match. There is no five count. So I this will be if they want to obey the rules.
yeah. So I'm assuming you're probably gonna be in the ring for this one, being the legend that you are. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting. So yeah. Well, Jerry, I know we talk about this every month, but if people want tickets ahead of time, how do they get them?
Best thing to do is hit up Dysfunction on the old Facebook and get your tickets reserved. You want to message Kurt Kruger Jr. Get let you know what's left. Front row sells out usually after the previous show. So usually to get front row, you have to be at a show because those usually sell book out real quickly.
And I will put all the links, and like Jerry said, listen, you can and if you can't make it this Sunday, I know it for those people that observe, I could give a flying fuck for less, but I know it's Palm Sunday.
Monday.
And Sundays can be tough for people. I love Sundays. It brings me back to the old Sunday matinees, but if you can't make it, Kurt will send you the raw footage. Or listen, if you want to wait a little bit while, it will be on IWTV. Usually about a month later. But you're gonna want to be alive for this, especially for that main event.
Yeah, so I'll be a, this list should will be really good.
Four of the best going right now in that main event. So this is gonna be awesome. But Jerry, I appreciate you, my friend. I will see you on Sunday. But before we pull a train station here, is there anything else you'd like to put over before we end this, wrap this up?
We are gonna do a repeat of last month right now is the plan. So we are gonna do banana split cheesecake again this month.
Oh, you are announcing it. This is some breaking news.
Yeah, usually that's what I feel like, but everyone had so many people last month that loved it, so we're going to do it again this month.
Nice. Yeah, I did hear rave reviews. A couple people definitely saying it's the best one they've ever had. I'm not supposed to eat cheesecake right now, but, you know, I just might say, fuck it, for your steering, and, you know, kind of, you know, break that rule because I do what I want. So, yeah, this is the first Jerry announcing the flavor ahead of time. So
usually it's what, you know, depends when I go and what is calling me and what I'm feeling like. But, yeah, so we're going to do this one again.
So big news, high fivers and high flyers. You heard it here first. But, Jerry, as always, I appreciate my friend. I will see you Sunday.
Have a good one.
All right, later, dude.
Later.
Once again, I just want to say a big thank you to Jerry for coming on. Make sure you are checking out all the links here for all the great shows, including ICW Milwaukee Unlisted. There are a few tickets available, so make sure you hit up Kurt on the Facebook page. And if you can't make it, I'd be more than happy to send you the raw footage. But yeah, make sure you're following all the great companies that are in the promos this week at the Facebook links in the notes. And also, check out my man Clayton over at New Life Records, the man behind the official Midwestern Wrestling Roundup theme song. As always, I'll be at several of these shows, rocking my Hawaiian shirt, sporting my visor, and guzzling some beer, or more likely, if you know me at this point in my life, ginger ale. So if you see me, stop by for a high five. Your first drink is on me, leaded or unleaded. Plus, I know there's a lot of shows here in the Midwest wrestling scene that I may have missed. I'd love to put them all over, so tweet me in high five, Tom. That's the number 5, not 5 spelled out. Lastly, a friendly reminder from High Five Tom and Visionaries Global Media to all fans. Remember, all cards are subject to change. Thank you so much, High Fivers. Thank you so much, High Flyers. I'll talk to everybody next week.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.